He's the pro at one of our favorite tracks, Tokatee Golf Club, online, tokatee.com. Always look forward to chatting up Dan King. Dan, how are you?
Hi, Steve. Pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Sounds like you're getting ready for a big tournament next weekend.
Yeah, they invited us to play in a tournament at Diamond Woods to raise some money for folks in rural communities around here. And as you well know, when we're invited out the next day, there's nothing but regret. So that should be fun. Anyway, I know it was a few weeks back, but we had talked about it. It seems like it's growing into a great early July tradition, celebrating your anniversary out there. It's been more than a half century. So kind of what took place? I saw some pictures. Looks like everybody had an awesome time.
Oh, it was fantastic, Steve. The community came out again, full support. I would say there were probably 600 people here. I thought it was going to be Woodstock all over again. But it was beautiful. The fireworks were awesome. The people, kids running around playing on the rocks, and including me. it was a great time.
You know, we didn't have a chance to talk about the British Open, but, you know, the historic course that played host was the site of Tom Watson's first claret jug, the Jan Vandeveld meltdown in 99. And so you refer to Carnoustie as Carnasty. What's so unique about that track?
Well, I mean, just watching it, it was so difficult. It was, you know, I think Europe is having an unusual summer, like seems like we are as well. Things are getting a little warm, and they were getting a little bit of roll. And that's not always good, because when a ball rolls that far, it tends to find the low spots, and those bunkers were not very much fun to play in.
You know, first, I love when the big guns go head-to-head. New winners also is pretty cool. But along those lines, like you said, the weather we're having around here. We were at Tokatee just over a month ago. It was in really good shape. How hard are the guys working out there to keep those fairways and tee boxes and greens and tip-top? Because that's always an effort this time of year around here.
I couldn't be more proud of the crew right now, Steve. It's really... Tokatee is playing just how it should play in August with the weather that we've had. We've done a ton of what we call carrying hoses around, hand watering and getting the high spots and not oversaturating, because you shouldn't have mud on your ball this time of year. I'm sorry, but been a little warm. And everybody that's played it has commented on the fact that it's unbelievable, though. The roughs are the golf course is so defined now. You can literally see the tees are green, the fairways are perfectly green, and the greens are awesome right now. I mean, really awesome. And then the rough, if you want to get some roll, go ahead and push it or hook it.
Let's get to the PGA as we continue with Dan King at Tokatee. Early this year, Brooks Koepka was injured. A lot of people said they weren't even sure if he's going to be a regular player on tour this year. And even when he was the defending champ at the U.S. Open, kind of snuck under the radar and won. And, you know, we know about Dustin Johnson and Spieth and Rory and the big names. But right now, do you see anybody out there with more game than this guy who's won half of the last six majors?
You know, it's pretty funny, Steve, because the last time you and I talked was after the Open, and we did talk about Brooks Koepka, and here we are again. He's pretty good. You'd have to give him that. Three majors of the last six. That's, you know, he put his name on a list with some special people over the weekend. And I know I've been impressed. And in the golf circles, Brooks Koepka is well known. You know, he's buddies with the big boys. We know their workout regimens. We know they go before Sunday tournaments, which is unheard of in the olden days, and work out. And they had some video footage of him. And it's quite incredible. At the same time, what was funny was what they talked about it in the coverage when he was in the gym, and he the people said asked him, "Is that Dustin Johnson?" Which I think is pretty funny because, I mean, he is the defending Open champ.
No, the thing that struck me about him is historically, I mean, you know, I remember when Jack would start to make a move and the place would explode and certain guys would just fold up shop. In the early 2000s, there were certain guys who had a reputation that if Tiger started playing well, you know, it would impact them. But this guy was just unyielding. After he made that bogey on 5, I don't know that he hit another shot that wasn't at least within the realm of what he was trying to do.
Yeah, I was impressed, Steve. Everybody here at the golf course that was playing at the time took a little extra time at the turn to take a peek. I mean, you could not take yourself away from that, could you?
No.
It was incredible, and yet Koepka, I mean, this was the old-fashioned Tiger charge. He shot 64. I mean, he gave it his all, and it was clutch. And Koepka answered. It was amazing. It was pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, you know, obviously the TV ratings exploded, and Tiger made some early birdies. But what catches my attention, and I think people who follow the game fall in love with the spectacular, the incredible approach shots, the long putts, you know, the chip in at 16 at the 05 Masters. But, Dan, those 5-6-footers for par, when Tiger's in contention, I don't know that I've ever seen anybody more money than him. Just, you know, like I said, the spectacular is great, but man, to walk away with par when bogey was staring you down, that's just vintage Woods.
And the television coverage was good because you could see the look in his eye. He was feeling it. There was no question about it.
Talking with Dan King of Tokatee Golf Club. Before I get to a few more questions, let's talk about what you guys have going out at the Big T, online, tokatee.com. You can book tee times, find out about lessons, and I always like to let people know it's just such a beautiful space and a plot of land. So let the folks know, be it a corporate outing, wedding, you know, the kind of facilities you have to turn out a pretty special event.
You pretty much touched every base there, Steve, and we're still open for that. It is a special place, and there's nothing huge that's planned in the near future. So there is space available. We have some weddings coming up. We've got, of course, more group outings and tournaments coming up, and the golf course. But we have plenty of time for the public to come out, and if you really want to play quality golf right now, Tokatee is shining.
You know, something I don't think I've ever asked you, but prior to 2016, the USG outlawed, you know, the anchored putters, the belly putters, which, you know, until this championship seemed to impact guys like Keegan Bradley or Adam Scott. Scott's got just one PGA win since he won the Masters. What did you think of that ruling, either yay or nay?
I'm not sure. Hate to say this, but I'm not sure they're enforcing it. I mean, didn't it look like Adam Scott was anchoring that putter a little bit?
I thought so. I'm happy you said that.
I thought, you know, what is the rule? You know, now here we go. Now we're going to talk about, you know, what's a catch and not a catch, but I don't want to get that detail, but I thought, you know, to me, if you're touching your shirt and who determines whether you got it, you know, touching your shirt or touching your chest, or thought that was pretty funny, but it didn't. You know, he missed a couple critical putts that he was right there.
I always thought, see if this makes sense. I got in debate with a lot of people, and I'm like, hold your hands together. And do you ever see a hockey player hold their hands together, or for better control, do they separate their hands? And I've used that one, and it just seems like you're more prone to more susceptible to, you know, maybe nerves or not getting as even a stroke if you have to keep your hands together. Doesn't that make sense?
Perfect sense to me. Yeah, but it's an interesting art. Putting is an interesting art, as you well know, since you do play golf. So it can evolve, and all of a sudden, something that was working last week may not work next week. And we all have faced those demons, as I'm sure you have before.
Oh yeah, I live with the demons, Dan.
Hey, see, before we get away from the PGA, I do want to get a shout out to one of my own, Ben Kern. How about his performance? The only guy, PGA member that made the cut, and actually made a nice little check.
Yeah. So how does that work for the average, you know, club pro to qualify? Because this is the tournament you hear their names most prominently.
Right. There's a series of tournaments that you start out at a local level, or, and then, you know, a section level, I should say, and then you get to a regional level. So you have to go through multiple qualifyings to get there. Limited spots. Excuse me. For the PGA Pro, so just to get in is a super accomplishment, but then to make the cut is you know, these guys work behind the counter. I mean, they're out on the range teaching. They're not spending 8 hours a day. They're not going to the gym and working out with Brooks Koepka, as you can probably tell. But still, he played brilliantly, and wanted to give him a shout out.
No, that's great. He actually, if memory serves, he shot 67-70. I mean, he cranked out a red number, which is just incredible. I don't have to tell you that on a track like that. Lastly, the sports calendar, which I love because we go from March Madness to the Masters, then baseball season. Then we know June, July, August, U.S. Open, British Open, PGA. Next year, Bethpage Black in New York. The PGA Championship moves to May, and in essence, the major season will end with the British. What did you think of that?
I'm good with it. I'm good with that. Sometimes the PGA can get lost, and now that you have the you know, the FedEx Cup that people qualify for, that tends to be the excitement in the fall. So, I'm all for the change.
All righty. I'm taking a survey. I'm putting you down as a yes.
I'm a yes.
All right, folks. He is Dan King of Tokatee. Go out online. Learn more, Tokatee.com. If you haven't played Tokatee and you're a golfer, go play Tokatee. It's one of the great tracks around here for aesthetics and challenge. Great people who run it. Dan, always enjoy our chats. Say hello to everybody for me, and look forward to catching up soon.
Come see you, Steve.
All right, take it easy.